This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah.
That is Dickie Davis live in Texas. The rest of us. Woo. The rest of the premier sports lineup in the nation here in Los Angeles, the most interactive, most inclusive show on radio, according to us, is Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. It's Friday.
Buddies.
Yeah.
Friday.
We got Monty Bolaños on the updates and the xylophone today, so she's doing double duty. Ooh, Danny G on the phones, 877-99 on Fox. He's super producing. And of course, Joel on the ones and twos talking all things Wembanyama. That's why we're heading to Vegas. Pretty much because of the hype surrounding him. You know, we're going there later today, doing our best to stay out of trouble, which is what we talked about first hour. But now this Britney Spears drama Ooh. Is definitely starting to grow. Like I said, we announced it yesterday. The details were coming in. Now we've had a moment to process. So we go to your questions, your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts on this?
Yama, 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 yama.
We're live in the Mercedes-Benz studios. And remember, owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary. It's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes-Benz Connect app. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
My thoughts initially are that neither one of these people needed this. Did Wembanyama need Britney Spears drama before he played his first summer league game in the NBA? Did Britney Spears, who everyone thinks is, what does Monty say? Cuckoo bananas?
Cuckoo bananas. We need that.
Did she need
we
this?
Need that. Can you just say it once, Monty, so we can use it in the future?
Cuckoo bird is actually what I say. Cuckoo bird.
No, you say cuckoo bananas.
Cuckoo bananas.
There you go. Perfect.
Thank you.
I think I say cuckoo bird more.
You said cuckoo bananas cuckoo on bananas. Our afternoon show.
Well,
I remember.
Well, because you two are cuckoo bananas. Okay, that's why.
Cuckoo bananas.
There you go. There's a new show intro. Cuckoo bananas. But yeah, Britney Spears, who everyone thinks is a little cuckoo bananas, and Wembanyama, who's probably trying to keep his nose clean. Like, listen, I'm 19 years old. First round draft pick, the expectation is that I'm Hakeem Olajuwon, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James all in one. Do you think he needs 2 days before the biggest start in anticipation of an NBA career, he needs someone to be saying that his guy slapped Britney Spears? Do you think
dude,
he needs that?
The answer is no. His expectations are higher than anyone's. Like I said, I was listening to Chris Broussard. He was saying like he's a GOAT candidate, so it's almost GOAT or bust. Not that he has to be a great player. He has to be the greatest of all time sort of player, or it's going to be considered a bust because there's that much hype around this guy in the NBA. Now, Rich, you posed the second tier of the question. It's like, is this pressure going to get to him? It's going to be a good test for him. Like, he doesn't need this. Absolutely no, does he need it? But will we see it? Will we see the distraction as a result this weekend?
You know what it proved? If you're a big star, somehow, some way, not trouble, but drama will find you. And this was test number one for a very young, very inexperienced Victor Wembanyama. Yama, yama, yama. So do you want to hear? I want to hear his voice. I want to hear.
Listen closely, if though. If you hear any sense of, like, well, not that he did anything, but you would think, just to make it clear, like, I am really sorry that this happened and I'm a fan. You don't hear anything of that. You just hear the play-by-play.
I didn't know for a couple hours, but when I came back to the hotel, I thought it was no big deal, and the security of this person did was a big experience. So I was first, I was like, "No, you're joking," but yeah, turns out it was a big experience. And, but I didn't know, because I didn't see her. I never saw her face. I just kept walking straight, and that's it.
I mean, you gotta say the guy answered the best he could. What was he supposed to say, Kavina? He probably didn't know. We've seen swarms of people around a celebrity or athlete in Las Vegas. I've seen Floyd Mayweather Jr. pass a casino floor, and he doesn't know who's around him because he's got guards and people everywhere. So you're talking about Britney Spears and Wembanyama. She said that there were people following her, but her security didn't slap anyone. So I think this is a misunderstanding, and I think Britney, as much as she probably feels done dirty, like, why did someone hit me and my glasses off my face? She doesn't realize the unnecessary stress she brought this young kid.
But if she was that embarrassed by it, right, and we've already established she should be very well aware of how these things work. She's surrounded by security. If she didn't want that attention, she wouldn't have filed charges and made it a bigger story. It wouldn't get to this level, right? She would have been embarrassed and then moved on with it. Because
I didn't grab him. I tapped his shoulder.
You know what's also interesting?
Kavino, she had apparently a fake British accent going on. Did you hear that part of the story where
exactly.
She's like, "Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir." Like, what is she doing?
We just like the drama, though. Like, did you hear about that?
It's wild, dude.
Did you hear about the girl we backhand?
It's
2 hours ago. No, I didn't hear about it.
It's a nightmare. Yeah, it really is. It's a nightmare for Wembanyama. It doesn't need this. It's Britney Spears. I can't even put it into perspective because we already established, too, that Toxic came out before he was born. He was born in 2004.
I know.
So I'm sure he has a great understanding of who she is, but to him, she's like an old wackadoodle, you know,
honestly,
who used to be famous.
Like, it'd be like, wait, who did my guy slap? Linda Ronstadt? Like, you know, think
exactly.
Of someone that was popular before you were born.
Like, before you were born. Like, Spot, not to date myself, but I don't care. Look at me.
Someone's
Brown
better.
Don't frown. The Spanish don't vanish. I can't even think. I'm born in 76, right? So who was like a major pop star at that level before I was born?
Cher?
Cher. Cher was trying to get a picture with me, and my security backhanded her. Even still, even though I wasn't around for Cher. Well, I mean, come on. I was very
aware.
No, I think that's 90s. A great example.
Olivia Newton-John?
Olivia Newton-John slapped me, and I'm like, Sandy, right?
You can't backhand anybody, though.
My security back.
That's true.
I'm going to say, Rich, even though she was in her prime before my time in this hypothetical, on this reality, I would definitely be more apologetic about it, even though I had nothing to do with it. I would say that I was flattered, and I'm a fan, and that's kind of crazy, but it's a big misunderstanding. He said none of those things, but, and that's interesting to me.
He should send her some shoes.
I think it's. I just think it's a. I just think it's a reflection on immaturity.
Maybe.
I just think he's a young kid,
which is a great indicator of maybe what's to come, because part of being this guy is like, part of is being able to handle the craziness that's going to surround him.
Kavino, though, but why is she still pursuing it?
Attention, maybe. Humiliation.
I also think her husband is a driving force behind it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Her husband, Sam, seems to be putting out statements.
He's
also interesting, Rich, that in today's world, right?
Yeah.
Everybody has a camera in hand. There's no actual footage of this happening. Like,
there's
that we
a
could
photo.
See.
There's a not the footage of the actual slap, but there's a photo.
You got
of
a
like
7'4"
just before it happens.
I know. I've seen the still images and the security footage or images, but you got a 7'4" number one draft pick who should be in the GOAT conversation by the end of his career, making his debut this weekend, and you got Britney Spears. They're all in a room together. This goes down and no one has footage? That is insane to me. Insane. Everybody's documenting what they eat, let alone this happening.
Oh, what if five fingers say to the face?
Britney Spears.
Exactly. So,
yeah, you know what? You're right, Covino. Now, Britney, to quote her, she said, "I recognized an athlete in the lobby of the hotel as I was headed to dinner. I later went to a restaurant at a different hotel, saw him again. That hotel is the Aria." She goes on to describe the encounter. "I decided to approach him and congratulate him on his success. It was really loud, so I tapped him on the shoulder to get his attention."
Throat puncher.
"I was aware the player's statement where he mentioned I grabbed him from behind. No, I simply tapped his shoulder and bam, slapped in the face, backhanded, nearly knocking me down and causing my glasses to fly off my face."
She said bam, it's ban. Wem ban yama.
Did ban sound it out? Did ban really say that?
She's got to sound that out. Yeah.
Was he being pushed in a wheelchair? There is no way she tapped him on a shoulder.
She had really high boots on, Danny G. Like, really high.
Made her, like,
boots.
What, 5'8"?
No, she's part of a new Cirque show. She's on stilts.
Yeah.
But it's
she had a
she would have had to get
trampoline
through her entourage to his entourage through his entourage.
You know, you're right, though. That doesn't make sense. I mean,
it
I guess.
It really doesn't.
Maybe to her, like, you know, the side of the arm or like the upper back is like quote unquote tapping someone
Yo,
on the shoulder.
It can be
a quote unquote expression.
I guess, yeah.
So maybe she like reached up and like tapped his like back shoulder blade.
She got throat punched. She would be lucky to reach his pinky.
We'll see if he's distracted or not.
When you said pinky, I thought you were gonna say something else.
What? His pinky?
So when you really look at the big picture, Covino, you're right. His answer, I think it could have been squashed quicker if he was just like, "Hey, Britney Spears is a legend. I was unaware of the scenario. My apologies from me and my team and family and people. Best of luck. I'm playing tomorrow night." We always talk about this. I don't like insincere apologies, but this is a good place for one of them.
Yeah, he really didn't sell that part of the story to me. Is it his job to do that? Not necessarily, but it definitely would have squashed it a little
I think
faster,
something
I
that would have helped him if this was during the season and it wasn't his first summer league game, if Pop was around. See, because Pop would squash this.
Yeah, I mean, that's where guidance is key. So, and like Spot said, maybe we're seeing some of the immaturity quicker than we thought we'd ever see it.
Matt hit us up on Twitter and said maybe this was a whole thing designed to test him.
I doubt that, but it is the test that he didn't ask for. Wow.
Like, can he survive the the social media drama?
You know how
drama?
He squashes
the
it completely?
Yeah.
Here's how he puts it out and answers all these questions when he dominates this weekend against Charlotte, right?
Nah.
So if he comes out and dominates, it's like, oh, I mean, there he is, and that becomes the story.
I don't think any of them guys have dominated yet.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens. But you know, he did nothing wrong. Let's make that very clear, Rich. We're just very
nothing.
We're dissecting his response, and we're looking at the story and how it happened. He did nothing wrong. This has nothing to do with him. This has to do with the Spurs security and Britney Spears and her pressing charges. The only thing we're speculating on is his statement. But again, he's in the clear. And how does he react?
He's under a lot of pressure right now.
Yeah.
He's got the spotlight on him, and he might be oblivious to like what's going on outside his little bubble.
50 million.
You know, let me tell you right now, this kid, you keep saying the word immaturity, and
it's true.
Is that always a bad word? Because when you say immature, I always assume like, you know, girls I've dated or people say, oh, you're immature.
It's lack of maturity.
When
it's
they're
not
describing
immaturity.
Me, Rich, and I'm 40-something years old, I think it's an insult. When you're talking about a young man who really doesn't know a lot about life yet, even though he's had more experiences than most people, I don't think it's an insult. I don't. It's just a sign of where he is in life.
He might lack the social grace that, you know, that a lot of athletes are sheltered and only know one thing. Like this guy, I'm sure, has been conditioned to be a basketball player and nothing else.
Hey,
so
Spot,
he might
know,
just lack the social wherewithal to navigate the situation.
But again, you just said, I mean, I'm not saying you're insulting him, but you said perhaps lacking social grace, and the word immaturity was thrown around. Let me just say one thing, we'll take the phone calls. Victor Wembanyama was walking through a casino with security guards all around him. Britney Spears approached his people, as well as thousands of people probably trying to get a piece of this guy. He didn't even see it happen. He's probably like, wait, what happened? Who? Where?
That's exactly what he's saying.
I don't think there's any accountability needed to be thrown at Victor Wembanyama. I think this guy is 100% innocent, I tell you. I don't think this guy needs to say a damn thing. The more I think about it, I'm like, yeah, it would be nice for him to say, you know, I'm sorry for what happened to Britney Spears. But the reality is he did nothing.
Well, maybe that's part of the decision. And maybe that's why he's handling it. You know what? From a legal perspective, we have a lawyer on the phone. So maybe that's it. Maybe by saying sorry, he's implicating himself so he doesn't.
And
wait, who's on the phone? Saul Goodman?
Yeah.
No, we have a caller named Terzo from Iowa. Says he's an attorney and has some insight on this.
And from what we've seen so far, though,
yeah,
like, you know, his arrival at the airport, he was greeted and greeting fans. When he went to Yankee Stadium throughout the first pitch, he was signing baseballs and, like, greeting everybody. So he is comfortable interacting with people. So that's it's not it. So it could have just been an unfortunate series of events, planets aligning that
agreed. I just don't want people unnecessarily tearing this young man down who did nothing wrong.
No, not at all. We're just speculating.
No, and he rode the subway too.
Yeah. What's up, Terzo?
He fit.
Terzo, you're on the show.
I'm gonna agree with what Joel said earlier. Hey, man, he doesn't even know who Britney Spears is. Probably the only time he's heard any of her songs was whenever they get dropped by the DJ and remixed, and he hears Toxic for all of 3 seconds.
I mean, that's possible. So wild to me, though, dude. Like, and you might be right. He's so in his lane, so in his zone. He's not from this country, but she's an international star. It's like not knowing J-Lo or something. Like, give me a break. Yeah. You don't know. Even though he's a young man, he doesn't know. But, again, maybe by apologizing, he's insinuating he did something wrong, and he didn't. We know he didn't. But he didn't even seem
flattered.
Well,
the security guard apologized, and he still got wrote up on the principal's office.
Files were still charged. But it does go to show you, here's the wildest part of the story, in my opinion. The wildest part of the story is this perspective that there's so much attention around this guy. This really drives it home. There's so many expectations on this guy that when Britney Spears is there and she's knocked on her ass, he didn't even notice.
Throat punch.
That's how big of a deal this guy is. He didn't even notice this. He didn't notice her. He didn't see it happen. He didn't even stop in his tracks because he's such a hot commodity. That's how crazy his life is going to become.
You know, Kavino, this story, I'm not saying it helps him. Because the fact that he did nothing wrong, even a little bit, meaning like he just happened to be in a scene where a security guard pushed away someone. That someone just happened to be Britney Spears. I think this story just adds to the hype that is Victor Wembanyama. I really do.
Boy, if he drops a triple-double tonight.
It's like, wow.
If he does, this story takes a back seat, I think. Let's talk to...
While you go to the phones, I'm going to go to StubHub and SeatGeek and all that. I want to see if tickets have gone up since this happened.
Yeah, you're right. It adds to the legend.
Are now people needing to be there? Go ahead.
Ramon in Indy. Ramon, you're on with CNR on FSR in for Dan Patrick.
All right. How you guys doing? Appreciate taking your call. Quick perspective.
What's up, man?
I've been doing great. I didn't like him, but he got to get used to the United States. Sure, he's been all over, but he's not been in the fishbowl that is the media of the United States. And, you know, the NBA is worried about image, and you've got domestic violence, women getting touched. So you got a lot of factors there. That's why Brittany probably went ahead and made the report for legal purposes. I got a family full of lawyers. I'm surprised the lawyer didn't speak on that when he commented. But I just hope that his crew lets him know. You are in a fishbowl here. Keanu Reeves says he doesn't even hug anybody. Ricky Smiley says no hugs, no nothing. They do fist bumps, and they put their arms behind their back because they do not want to be accused of touching a woman any kind of way. And that's the society we're in. So I hope that they, the security, they're going to be liable. You just can't hit people and get away with it. You hit me, I may not hit you back, but I'm going to take you and get your money. So they're going to be liable for it. But in his case, I hope that they tell him, make sure that you don't touch anyone and no one around you touches anyone unless they're defending your life.
That's what they told me at church.
You know what? I'm thinking something else, too. Like, how blown out of proportion is the story? That's why video footage is so important, and I'm shocked that we haven't seen any yet in today's world, because there's a big difference, Rich, to me, of a guy winding up, backhanding. Like, that means he slapped her out of the way, or he put his hands up, hit her by accident because he was creating some sort of barricade or barrier. I don't want to undermine the situation. If she did indeed get smacked in the face, that's uncalled for. It's unfortunate. But how do we know that's not what really happened?
You're saying
too?
She flopped.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, maybe she did flop. Maybe.
I mean,
we're talking big security guys.
If this was not Britney Spears, we don't hear this story. And Covino's right. Nothing funny about a woman getting hit, but it could have been a security guard just putting up his arms like, all right, everyone back up. And by putting up his arms, he knocked off her sunglasses. And because it's Britney Spears, it's a big story. And then there's apologies and complaints. And by the way, StubHub, this is wild. General admission, just to walk in the arena, couple hundred dollars. Covino, if you want to sit in section 107, which is not even the middle of the court, like near one of the baskets, $675 a ticket for tonight.
So it went up like $300, it feels like, right? Wasn't it?
Yep. It almost doubled. So it more than doubled from yesterday, which means the hype to see this guy even touch a basketball in a summer league game in the NBA is off the charts. So, hey, Victor Wembanyama, we're going to look back and be like, yo, remember the beginning days when the Britney thing?
In I years if from now, we're going to. Prop bets if Britney shows.
Yeah. Well, imagine if she showed up. That'd be a crazy part of the story.
Joel, talk about like a press moment that TMZ would poop their pants. Imagine Britney shows up courtside and they embrace and it's like all good.
Well, again, a sign of things to come, Rich, because all the stars are going to come out.
That's what he should do, though, right? Covino, he should embrace her.
He should have embraced her, I think. But again, maybe that implicates himself. I don't know. So, look, all the people on hold, stay on hold. If you got something else to say about this ridiculous drama. But again, the biggest name in basketball right now. Hit us up. 877-99 on Fox. It's Covino and Rich. We got more next. In for Dan Patrick.
All right. Now, whether you're gathering around the barbecue or the kitchen table, any great summer, get started with food. And the food has to be fun, delicious, and shareable. That's why King's Hawaiian is making Slider Sunday the next great weekly mealtime ritual and the perfect way to enjoy your summer.
Slider Sunday. I like it. So many great slider combinations. It starts with King's Hawaiian, whether it's their original Hawaiian sweet rolls, pre-sliced slider buns, or their perfectly sweet and salty pretzel slider buns. Yummy.
I'm getting hyped up hearing this. If you're looking for a little recipe inspiration, go to kingshawaiian.com. On the site, you'll find their carne asada baked sliders, a layer of refried beans spread on the original Hawaiian sweet slider bun, and then you add that carne asada, some shredded Mexican cheese, and dress it with sour cream or guac. Are you kidding me?
Yo, that sounds so good. So however you're enjoying the summer, barbecuing with friends, getting together with family, King's Hawaiian wants you to make every Sunday a Slider Sunday. Go to the bakery, deli section at your local store. Pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up, and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Covino and Rich and for the great Dan Patrick. And what are the odds this song is played at the Summer League game tonight during like a timeout?
Can you bet on it?
That in-house DJ should be fired if he does not play Britney.
That's what I'm saying.
As soon as Victor runs out onto the court.
Yeah, you know, he's got to put a positive spin on this story and honestly put the fire out with some big game play and a lot of points tonight. That's how you do it. Again, we're talking Victor Wembanyama and the Britney Spears drama. And we're also talking Tom Brady next, so you got to stick around for that. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. Let's wrap it up with a few phone calls, Rich, all right?
You got it, buddy. Who do we got?
877-99 on Fox. Let's start in Florida. David wants to talk Britney Spears.
What's up, guys? Do I think he slapped this woman? No. That's a security guard. Does he work for him?
Spurs.
You can't say, I'm sorry. What if it, let me ask you a question. I know you guys have kids. I listen to you enough on the drive home late in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But what if it's your daughter or your son who tapped them on the shoulder and wanted to say hi and get an autograph, and the security guard backhands your kid? Are you going to say, oh, it's no big deal? What
no.
if she falls?
Not saying it's not a big deal. We're saying there's a big difference of a guy trying to create a barricade and block someone off and knocking someone down by mistake, maybe, and someone actually winding up and backhanding someone. Either way, it's unfortunate. I'm just saying there's a difference.
It's not by mistake. It's not by mistake. Come on.
I'm saying I haven't seen any footage.
I don't have to see the footage. You hit a woman. Is that all right?
That's never all right. But you're also implying that we think it's all right. We've never said once that we think at all that it's okay. I want to make that clear.
Well, you're making it sound like it's no big deal.
No. What I said was, in today's world, it's amazing to me that we haven't seen any camera footage of this. Because we don't know. That doesn't sound like it could be a possibility. Or do you think this guy really did slap Britney Spears in the face?
So you're saying, I want to make sure I understand.
Maybe it's possible.
You're not sure that he slapped her? You're saying you're not sure.
Well, Wembanyama didn't slap anyone. Now, the security guard, that guy may have put his arms up. Yeah. And I think Wembanyama, being a good human, probably should have said, I'm so sorry this incident happened. Even though I did nothing, I'm sorry this incident happened. That's where
if it happened
his lack
to
of,
our daughter, right? If it happened to our daughter, we would have the we would have access to the story. Hey, what happened? So he slapped you? He slapped you. Really? Okay, pressing charges. So the fact that she is pressing charges would make you believe that is the story. But I'd also like to see it. We have access to everything in today's world.
Yeah. I'm not saying I don't believe her, but Britney Spears, if you were to say, name the top five unhinged people on planet Earth right now, you know, Britney Spears, she's had some issues. I'm saying this is an interesting case that we're dealing with in Vegas. I think the best solution really would be if tonight, Victor Wembanyama, if his people reached out to Britney Spears' camp and Britney showed up at the game. This would be great press for everyone and a great look for everyone involved. If Victor Wembanyama invited Britney to the game, she shows up, they hug, embrace.
That's good PR.
They take a picture, and then Wembanyama goes to play his first ever NBA Summer League game, and boom. I think that's the answer. Like, if someone's not thinking of that already, then they're a fool.
Yeah, but last hour you guys mentioned her husband. And if he's money grabbing, he's not going to let that happen.
Yeah, that guy's going to mess it up. He's going to mess it up.
Well, in the hood, we go by, did she call her cousins? Did she bring Pookie and Ray Ray up there? She didn't call them. Nothing happened.
We don't know that, though. I haven't talked to her. That's the thing. Maybe she did call Pookie.
Oh, you know what? She might have did call Pookie.
Yeah, we don't know that.
So, I mean.
Maybe her husband did.
Well, tickets, like I said before, the hype is real now more than ever. Summer League kickoff tonight. Victor Wembanyama takes the court in Las Vegas, and tickets are $700.
Let's talk to Mo in Arizona. What's up, Mo? You're on the Covino and Rich Show.
How you doing this morning?
What up, buddy?
Let's just say, I mean, we don't know. This guy is security guard, so his job is to protect his client, and he doesn't know if it's some crazy fan, especially if she's coming from behind. Grabbing him from the shoulder, it's a natural reaction. I don't know about you, but if somebody comes and grabs me from behind on the shoulder, I'm going to turn around with a different reaction as opposed to he saying she tapped him. But we don't know. Like I said, we haven't seen the video.
Exactly.
But I will say this. I will say this. Chris Rock, security could learn a lot from that guy.
Yeah,
you ain't kidding.
But you know what? Just to give some perspective, summer league games. I'm looking at other tickets, Covino. Tonight, like I said, over $700. Yeah, if you want to go the next couple of days after that, $40.
No, something not adding up now that you say that, Covino. She says she touched him.
Yeah.
He says 2 hours later, he didn't even know what happened.
He didn't even know until later on. That's just, again, a great indicator of how hectic it is to be this guy. So when he's on the court, he must be in a different zone of peace. And we'll see that. We're going to see that on display. So just a sign of things to come in this guy's life. Chris in Iowa, we'll wrap it up with you. Wembanyama. Britney Spears drama.
Wembanyama.
Love you guys' show. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, man. What's up?
So, with the last couple callers, it was perfect. I was a bouncer in Dubuque when I was going to college there. It is. It's a natural reaction. Like, if somebody's touching your dude, it's going to be where, yeah, at that height level, you know, and knowing of the things that she has done with drinking, drugs, any of those type of things, she's off balance. Any little arm swing that he had, she might have been off balance. Easy for her to have fallen.
It's fair to speculate. Until
we
see.
I mean, Covino, everything he's saying is right. And again, I mean, I hate that we even have to make it clear, but Covino and I think I speak on behalf of both of us. No one thinks it's right to hit anyone, especially a woman.
Obviously, bonehead would imply that.
Yeah, a bonehead would imply it. Even a bonehead that listens that we enjoy checking us out.
He was baiting you. You know that.
Yeah, of course. But no one's saying it's ever okay to hit a woman. What we're saying is, if a security guard is 6'5", I mean, listen, Wembanyama is 7'5". If his security guard's 6'2", 6'4", and he puts his arms out, like, all right,
quickly.
Everyone back up,
yeah.
Quickly, his arm is at the height of a 5'3" woman, and it's unfortunate, an apology should be said, but it's possible that it was just an accident, and this whole ridiculous thing is blown out of proportion.
But he did apologize.
He did. He did apologize. You're right, Joel. The story, even from the beginning, was that he went to the table and said, you know, you of all people know what it's like to be in this situation. I'm very sorry about what happened. So that's the developing story, and you can see how some people are like really passionate about it. Other people are like, wow, I can't believe that happened. So we'll keep you guys posted. Now,
know what I do find funny though, Kevin? It's wild how this found him on like day one.
I know. Yeah, it's
yeah, you ever wonder,
he didn't need this, like you said.
Yeah, spot, Danny G, Joel, you guys ever wonder, like, if you somehow just became, like, the most popular, famous dude for sports or acting or music, is it wild to think, like, on day one, you would face something like this? This is literally, like, day one. It's like, hey, welcome here. Got to throw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium. Within weeks of him, like, being in the mix, he's already on the cover of TMZ's home pitch.
Goes to show you how protected this guy's going to be, yeah. What his life's going to be like. Yeah, Rich, if you all of a sudden were thrown into the spotlight like that, they'd be digging up dirt on you so quick, you'd be canceled before it even started.
Yeah. Well, once again, I'd like to throw out the fact that once he gets into the regular season, you got Coach Pop there, and nothing goes down with Coach Pop.
That's true. I mean, that's the benefit of having great mentors, and he has lots of those in San Antonio. So.
And you know what, Covino? I've been doing a little field study while I'm down here. I'm in New Braunfels, which is in between Austin and San Antonio. Mm-hmm. My wife's from here. All her friends and family, all Spurs fans, and the hype is real. They feel like they lucked out. Like we talked about, they sort of lucked out with Tim Duncan in the lottery years ago, but there's a hype of, does this also extend? You know, like sometimes a coach feels like, maybe my days are over. Could this rejuvenate Coach Popovich? Could the Spurs somehow find a way to come back to, you know, winning traditions? They have a ton of championships over our lifetime, so... San Antonio is hyped about this guy. We'll see tonight.
Now, another gossipy sort of story actually involves another
gossipy.
GOAT, an actual GOAT. Wembanyama is GOAT or bust sort of expectations. We've never seen expectations like that before. GOAT or bust? He's a GOAT candidate or bust. Now, an actual GOAT is in the news. Talking Tom Brady. Tom Brady.
The GOAT.
Some people say the GOAT. Joel is saying the GOAT. He is the GOAT. Yesterday we talked about, or earlier this week we talked about that party he was at, the white party, which means so many bozos. What does that mean? It means they wear white to the party.
All white.
Boneheads.
Yeah. Covino and Joel are allowed to
come. From a guy who wouldn't wear pink. Hey, from a guy who wouldn't wear pink to the party.
Yeah, well, you know what? I've grown and I've learned. You're right. I was invited to a pink party, and I was like, I'm not wearing pink. Get out of here. I wore blue. And then I look back at the pictures, and I want to punch myself.
Yeah, you're the only guy that didn't play along. Yeah. So there was a party where everyone wore white in the Hamptons. Some rich dude, Ruben, threw a party, and everyone was there. Like we're talking A-listers, athletes, musicians, rappers, actors.
You know, we know
athletes.
Some people that were there, and I'm like, how did they get in? How did that happen? I'm a little
because she's got clout and she's hot too. Charlie Arnold from Fox, formerly of ESPN, where we worked with her there. I saw her there. I saw a lot of people, like good-looking women, women of power, men. It's
publicist.
Wild because
that's what you. I'm going to work with you guys. Publicist. That's
Joel,
what you do. You go through the publicist.
Maybe Joel, hook us up. Or either that, or we're going to sign up with publicity.
There's always a list. There's always a list.
Publicity.
A list.
Yeah, but this is a hot ticket. This is one of those things, and they've already made this clear. Like, people offered millions of dollars to get into these parties, and they're like, no. People said, we'll donate to charity to get it. And they're like, no, that's not what this is about. But Tom Brady, as you know, was there. We debated. Who's the GOAT of GOATs, Tom Brady or Jay-Z? Because they were both there. And if you missed that, catch it on the podcast. But you know who else was there? Kimmy Cakes. Kim Kardashian. She was there. And what's the story? Morning Glory, what's the story? We'll break it down next. Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian are in the news.
Oh, boy. Well, your thoughts? I'll pose this question. And then we'll take your phone calls and feedback. If Tom Brady, if TB12 were to get with Kim Kardashian, would that change your opinion of
yes.
Tom Brady? All right, so you know what? Think about it. Get your answer formulated, and we'll break it down next. Covino and Rich, in for the great Dan Patrick, right here on Fox Sports Radio, live from the Mercedes-Benz studio.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Yeah. Friday. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick, Fox Sports Radio. The number, if you want to say, what's up, 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich, even on Threads, wherever you want to hit us up. Spotter, people hitting us up on Threads yet or what?
We only have one thread, so sort of.
Yeah, we're already trending.
Got to thread more.
We've only threaded once?
Yeah, we're trending as we speak. It's Wembanyama, Spears, Tom Brady, Kim Kardashian, and Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. Actually now, trending right now on Threads. Perfect. So thank you for following us at Covino and Rich.
There's no trends.
It's threading.
Oh, threading?
There's
threading.
No, there's no trends.
Not trending.
There's
threading.
No trends. I'm still figuring it out.
No, there's no trends.
Nobody knows, Spot. Nobody knows anything about this yet. Anyway, thank you for hanging out with us, following us. And remember, two things. We're on every Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time normally. 2 on the West. And if the affiliates are hanging out with us and they're listening, we'd love to be on everywhere at 5 p.m. on the East, 2 p.m. on the West. And please subscribe to our podcast for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you stream. We're bringing extra content this weekend from Vegas for the NBA con. And, you know, I'm hoping to see Wembanyama in action and tell you all about it. So please subscribe to our podcast. But before we talk about what to watch this weekend, weekend hobnobbing, we got to talk about this Tom Brady story. Tom Brady was at this party. I mean, the biggest names in sports and entertainment were at this party. Michael Rubin's Hamptons party. Everybody's wearing white, very swanky, very swank.
It was a list of every A-lister in music, sports, entertainment. And speaking of Tom Brady, you know, not to derail our Tom Kim Hamptons love, update just popped up out of Sports Illustrated. They're saying Tom, speaking of Tom Brady, he reportedly lost $30 million when FTX, that whole, you know, cryptocurrency collapse. So Tom lost $30 million on that deal.
Oopsie.
Not that he needs it, but...
Whoopsie doodle.
You don't think it even hurts Tom Brady to lose $30 million? You don't think it bothers him?
Oops. Nope. Or as Monty would say, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Coco banana. No, what is it?
Coco bananas.
Coco bananas.
Why do I have an accent? Whenever Covino says something, yeah. Or even Spot, why do I have an accent? I'm not against it. I wish I had one.
Monty, they do the same thing. They're impersonations of the staff.
I wish.
Character description.
I wish.
Hey, Monty, for the last decade or so, they give me a Mickey Mouse. Covino, show
well,
them
see,
your
that's
rich
accurate.
You know, oh, shut up.
It's too early. But, yeah, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Bet over real. She probably said that. Bet over real.
Right?
Coco bananas.
Coco bananas.
Are we right? So I'm not feeling that bad for the guy. He's got lots of options. He's got other options, Rich. It's all good. He's making money. I saw his Fox deal. It's okay.
Yeah,
I
think it's just like you at the roulette digital game coming up as soon as your plane lands.
You know, it's our Fox deal, very similar to Tom Brady's, right? So, hey, Monty, while we got you, your initial thought when you hear that Tom Brady and Kim Kardashian are hanging at this party and seem to be flirting it up and having fun. I mean, we saw this with Tom Cruise and Shakira, and it ended up being nothing. But I even saw Portnoy on Barstool going nuts saying, yo, Tom Brady can't be with Kim.
Well, the understanding is that he's just too good for her.
I mean, listen, she's a billionaire, mm-hmm. So everyone chill. Yeah. I don't think it's real. I don't think there's any romanticness involved aside from flirting. Two hot people flirting. What's wrong with that? At a fancy party. That's all that's going on. Yeah.
Do you think each other look at the other person like, you'd be a nice bucket list item for my for my headboard.
Yeah.
Like, you think Tom Brady's like, yeah, I'd like to hit that. And you think Kim, and you think Kim's thinking like, that's Tom Brady.
I mean,
it could be a situation like with Shakira and Tom Cruise. Where we speculated that just because they were talking at this party together that they were a thing, and she was like, yeah, I don't like Tom Cruise.
Well, this is why it's a story, though, because
Coco Bananas.
There's the accent.
He's Scientology, Coco Bananas.
The rumors have intensified. That's why
it's a story, of course.
To people there and investigators and web sleuths.
They probably have some business plan together.
So Tom Brady fans.
He's like, the male ambassador for Skims.
Exactly.
Like Rich said, even Portnoy was like, keep Kim as far away as possible from Tom Brady as you can, because there used to be some sort of Kardashian curse, and this guy's had a blessed and fortunate life. So how do you view it? The GOAT, the aw shucks Tom Brady, greatest guy ever, with Kim Kardashian. Is that like a bad pairing or something that you root for?
Hey, Covino, I don't want to be all gossipy, and we're just talking about because it's hilarious to think Tom and Kim.
I mean, we'd be doing an injustice, believe it or not, to not mention it. It's a very big story, and it's Tom Brady.
Of course. But we got to keep a couple things in mind. We're putting Tom Brady on this pedestal, and we're making it seem like Kim is like Garbaggio. Kim Kardashian, yeah, her reputation.
Not we. That is the sentiment. That's the collective
I'm just saying, like, you know, Kim, yeah, if you don't like reality TV and everyone always goes back to the sex tape and all the, you know, guys she's, you know, dated in Hollywood and the NBA and sports. But Tom Brady's no angel. He's divorced twice. You know, like, it's not like Tom Brady's this church boy that's perfect. Like, why are we painting Tom Brady to be the perfect human?
How dare you? He
left his first wife, his pregnant wife.
Pregnant.
Oh!
In today's world, Tom Brady's as close as it gets.
That's right, Covino.
He's lived under the microscope all these years, and you really have to go into his personal relationships to find some dirt like this. Because, hey, and it takes two to tango in those relationships. So, I mean, who seems to be better than Tom Brady? You could say he's not
LeBron
perfect,
James
but nobody's
LeBron
perfect.
James ain't divorced and never cheated on his wives or his wife. Right? I mean, I'm just saying, I think Tom and Kim, if you ask me, I think it's a pretty funny, like, notch in each other's headboard, as corny as that phrase is. Like, they're both A-listers, and I think a night out with them just having fun, it might be like, yo, you're super famous and awesome, and so am I, in different arenas. I wouldn't be surprised if they hung out. Nothing serious, but if you told me they got it on, I think it's great.
Rooting for it or against it, your phone call's next at 877-99 on Fox. I'll give you my side of it. 877-99 on Fox. We got more Covino and Rich next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.